producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Voice you hear is not Scott, it's Leon. I'm pitch hitting for the big man. Scott's had a busy week. Last night I'm talking to him and he's telling me all, you know, how busy he's been this week. And he was driving back here and I asked him how much sleep he was on, and I think he said a couple of hours, and I said, hey man, you need to take at least part of the morning off. Let me pinch hit for you so you can come in here refreshed. And there was a little feedback, but you know, I am persistent. I'm tenacious. So with a little arm twisting, I got him to, you know, just take an hour off this morning. And that's what he's doing now. He's, you know, just taking it. You can't operate on a couple hours of sleep. So, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing that you know, he's allowing me to pitch it for him so he can get his, you know, get his sleep in there. It's good all the way around. You don't want someone driving. And they're operating on very little sleep. I got a story to tell you later on in the show, and I think you'll agree with that sentiment. Anyway, this is What's On Your Mind, and that's the question that I want to know. What's on your mind today? I know the news is nuts. It is crazy. Yesterday, me driving in, You have all these different events going on now. I mean, think about it. Within the last week, we went from, you know, the border crisis, the situation down there, and being inundated with all of that, with all those images, with all of the footage, with all the news of those kids and all of that going on. And then today, you get hit with like a 1-2 punch. Seriously, you got the Malaysian jet shot down, and from by all accounts by separatists, and as a matter of fact, there's actual audio of these guys talking about this. This is just my belief from what I can ascertain. I think it was an accident. I think that these guys, one definitely was shot down. The plane was absolutely shot down. That's what our intelligence says. And it was a surface-to-air missile. I think it was a BUK missile, Russian BUK missile. But there's been audio released of a conversation between some separatists, and they're talking about this plane and the fact that they shot it down, and it was a mistake, basically. I mean, I think they had one of those oh man moments, but it wasn't, that's not the terminology you would use, but they were like, oh wow, this is really bad. So you got that thing going on. And then you look over there in Israel and you see what's going on there. They've started a ground offensive. And in my opinion, it's long overdue. Hashtag that. Long overdue, in my opinion. And ground offensive, you know, folks are lobbing missiles into their area over there and basically threatening their citizenry. And, you know, what are you going to do? How long are you going to put up with it? So we got that going on over there. The world is just kind of, it's in turmoil. And I also heard this morning on the drive in that they can't find the black box. It's missing. It's gone. From what the information that I received this morning, and that's to the Malaysian flight. So there's a lot of kookiness out there. So I want to know what's on your mind this morning. A couple of things, and the call-in numbers, as always, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air. Join the conversation live on air. The show sets up today As always, we have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum. We're going to discuss the news of the day. And I just want to get their take on a couple of these big stories that are going on. We're going to come back and have some open phone time. So, again, during open phone time, 855-200-1776, extension 2, I'm going to tell you what happened to me yesterday. And I need a little feedback. That's what I need from the What's On Your Mind audience today. I need to know what I have a dilemma that I want to discuss with you and kind of get your feedback. I want your counsel. You guys are wise out there in the What's On Your Mind audience. So I need a little counsel. So that we're going to do that today. Scott will be back in the 9 o'clock hour, and for the next 2 hours, he will be sitting in this chair, newly refreshed, probably with an OJ in his left hand and a breakfast croissant in his right. He's probably gonna, I'm probably gonna bring that in and do that anyway, but because he needs to be refreshed. The guy works too hard. He drives too much. He's here and there. He's everywhere. Couple of stories that are local, and I mentioned these yesterday on my show, and I have the 2 to 5 show, Common Sense Club. Tune in if you can. I know this is drive time radio here, but if you can, Common Sense Club, lots of common sense going on over there. That audience, my audience is, top of the heap. They are smart. They call in all the time and wise me up to things that I am not privy to. So, there you go. 2 to 5, Common Sense Club, this evening, every day, 2 to 5. These are a couple of stories that I brought to you yesterday, and they have a happy ending. Officials, and this is the Killdeer woman, missing since Saturday. She was found alive. And this is Lane Officer. She's 31. She was located yesterday afternoon, and she is alive and well. She said Dunn County Deputy Sheriff Kyle Grove said that officer checked herself into the emergency room in Hazen after she was found in Mercer County. Now, Lane's husband, Jeremy, picked her up from the hospital to take her home. They don't suspect any foul play in the case. Jeremy had nothing to do with his wife's disappearance, so that's always good. Jeremy said he first heard of the news on Facebook. Think about that. And by the media, Facebook post by the media, he reported his wife is missing on Wednesday, and he had last seen her on that previous Saturday. So she left their residence apparently after an argument, and there he goes. But he was happy to get her back, gave her a great big hug, told her how much he loved her, and hopefully they resolved that situation. Because that was a little scary. You got a 31-year-old young lady, and she's missing, and you could just imagine what was going through his head and the family's head. So I'm glad that that was resolved. Another missing person story. Authorities found missing Crookston man yesterday, following a four-hour search by emergency personnel. Helicopter from U.S. Customs, along with police and fire personnel, searched for the 30-year-old Brian Olson from 3 o'clock yesterday until he was found just before 7. So that's another story. The original story is they had been looking for this guy who might have been suicidal, and so they grabbed a helicopter from U.S. Customs, and along with the police and fire personnel, they started searching for him, and apparently they found him, and that's great. I mean, that's great. That's two stories right there that had decent endings. One, especially that first one, we are all imperfect. you know, you're in a relationship and, you know, you're not the greatest person in the world, even though you might think you are. You might think you're God's gift to, you know, the world, better than sliced bread and buttered toast. But that's not always the case. So you have an argument like that, and you know, the officers, Elaine and Jeremy, you know, I'm glad she was found and they came back and maybe they can reconcile. That's a happy story all the way around. But two missing stories, I mean, missing people stories right there, and both of the folks were found and they're alive and well, and hopefully the weekend will be a better weekend for those folks. Microsoft laying off all of those folks. I mean, they acquired Nokia. Well, that music means we're right up against the break. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum and your phone calls right after this break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here, and I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We are back on this beautiful, beautiful Friday morning, and my two guests today, this is what's on your mind. First of all, I am your pinch hitter of Leon Francis sitting in for the big man, Scott Hannon, while he's taking some much, much needed and deserved of a rest for an hour anyway, and then he'll be right back in the saddle. But my guests today are the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, and we're going to be discussing a couple of the topics, the hot topics of the day. So how are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing okay, I think.
Good deal.
Yeah, we are.
Good deal. So what do you think of all this craziness of the week? Big stories. First one I want to get to is, what do you think of the Malaysian flight shot down? What do you think is going on there? Do you think that Russia has something to do with that, or is this a tragic mistake by some of those separatists? You know, maybe they thought it was a transport plane. What do you think is going on there, Ellen?
Well, first of all, I'm glad I'm not president of Malaysian Air, and secondly, 777s until recently have been considered the safest planes in the air, and it's pretty clear, I think, that this was shot down. Now, this was not, as somebody said to me earlier today, a shoulder-to-air missile. This was launched on a big missile launcher, so somebody gave the equipment to these guys.
Right. And I heard it was a Russian BUK missile. Is that what you heard?
Well, we don't know for sure. That's what we've all heard, but nobody knows for sure because I think, and Blanquita, tell me if I'm wrong, I think our people have not been allowed near the site.
No, we've not been allowed near the site. We don't know exactly how many Americans were killed on the plane. We certainly know all those AIDS scientists that were going in for the big conference. Many of them were killed. But the other part of this is two flights from Malaysia down in really almost less than 4 months.
Right.
Okay, we let the other one go. We don't know what happened to it. We don't know whether it was shot down. We don't have a clue. And the other
other Malaysian flight, from what I understand from many different pilots, is possibly what happened is the pilots were probably knocked out by maybe something coming through the cabin. Whether that
but then
the plane flew until it ran out of fuel.
I mean, it's assessment. That's an assessment. Even by the most expert people, it's an assessment. The other thing of it is, you know, we're concerned about the escalation of Russia. I hate to be the one that reminds people that the great positioning, I mean, they've talked about Russia engagement. In fact, when Ellen and I were at the Radio and Television Correspondents Center, I met with a guy who was kind of overt. He said, the biggest threat we have in this country is not China, it's Russia. And remember, our neighbor to the south, Venezuela, where is the strongest presence of Russia currently, and that's in Venezuela.
Wow. I got some question that I have, and I agree with you. I think that especially when we have a weak leadership in this country, Russia is the biggest problem. I wish we had some stronger leadership from our country, but that's neither here nor there. I want to know, why do you think that a passenger plane, would be flying over a war-torn area like
Ukraine? Well, they needed to save fuel because they were on their way to Australia, and it was much cheaper to do it that way. That's why people have been flying over Ukraine.
Cheaper and maybe in cash, but not
fuel.
In lives.
There's fuel.
Well, they
okay.
didn't help, so they didn't have any. They didn't have any official warning not to fly that route. Okay, they could have veered, but they were not. There was no indication that there was going to be a problem with them getting shot down. So, I mean, and I've been to Ukraine. I've been to Ukraine and I've been over Ukraine, around Ukraine. I wouldn't be surprised if Ellen has not either.
Well,
who would ever expect that civil war or the Russian incursion into Ukraine was going to lead up to the sky? No one suspected it. Planes have been flying over that route for a very long period of time. There has been no problem.
Yeah, and again, I think it was more than likely an accident. But me, as a pilot, you know, Pilot Leon, flying, I wouldn't have taken that risk just given the fact. And I know that there was no intel saying that, you know, there was a risk. But just the fact that, you know, you got folks fighting down there. It's a civil war. And I just would not have taken that risk. I don't know. That's just me. But let's move on to another topic here. Israel, you think that their response, the ground offensive, you think that it's too soon for them to do that, or you think it's long overdue? And I'll throw that to Blanquita.
No, and Israel's tiny, okay? Israel doesn't have time to push your foot around. Israel is a little tiny, about the size of Delaware or New Jersey. It's a little country.
New Jersey, I think, is what it's compared to.
And, you know, they're living in a place that is constantly, a pot that is boiling. And this is nothing new. In fact, this has just escalated to a point that I don't know that I can recall in recent history in my lifetime. And the world's a pretty scary place right now.
I know. I'm Ellen?
Well, my view is that Israel does have a right to defend itself. On the other hand, they need to stop building and incurring on Palestinian land by building settlements. That's just wrong, period.
Well, see, you and I have a different agreement on that.
Well, you know something?
Absolutely.
First Jewish ambassador to Austria. And he was head of the Joint Distribution Committee, which is like the Jewish USAID. And he said to me 25 years ago, you cannot take somebody else's land. And this was a heavy-duty Jew. So it's not just me, and it's not just lefty Jews, because he was anything but a lefty, that have this viewpoint.
Well, I guess what my question would be is, if folks are out there and they're building, you know, on this land, and it's contested land, and I'll just throw that out there. I don't think it should be considered contested, but just for the sake of argument, let's just say it is. But does that give them the right to just lob missiles haphazardly at innocent women and children? I don't think that's right. I don't think it's fair, and I think that the ground incursion, the ground offensive, is long overdue. I don't think anyone would sit around and allow this. But what Hamas is doing over there, no one would allow that if you are a sovereign
Hamas
nation, a country.
Hamas is a terrible organization, but all sides have to take some responsibility for what they've done.
Look,
okay, but building settlements isn't akin to, you know, trying to shoot a missile into a neighborhood. I don't think it's an apples and oranges comparison. But, you know, that's just my opinion. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Blanquita.
And we'll
be right back. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Whoa! This is big! not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are back. I am Leon Francis, pitch hitting for the big man, Scott Hannon himself. And this is What's On Your Mind. I normally host the 2 to 5 time slot right here on Flag Family Radio. But today, I figured that the big man needed an extra hour of sleep. He's been going like the Energizer Bunny. He's been working on very little, operating on very little sleep. And, you know, that's not good for the big guy over the, you know, Flag Family Radio. I want him healthy. I want him energized, and I want him sitting in this chair in about an hour refreshed. So that's why you hear my voice and not Scott's this morning. Beautiful, beautiful morning, too. In Fargo, it's a very, very sunny, 67 degrees, 63 out in Tioga. In Williston, it's 70 degrees. Out in Minot, it's 72, 63 in Jamestown, 67 in Grand Forks, 64 in Fergus Falls. Breaking Ridge, 64, Park Rapid, 62, Crookston, 66 degrees. So, did I just hear a whoop? Someone whooped. So I guess the weather is great. Outside, I know, at sunny Southside Fargo, it is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weather. Now, if you are a Microsoft employee, maybe the day isn't so beautiful for you. That is, if you're not in North Dakota. I mean, the layoffs are not going to hit North Dakota. And the forum article says, you know, Microsoft is planning on slashing, cutting 18,000 jobs, 14% of its workforce over the next 12 months. Now, they acquired Nokia, that phone business, and it's going to – what it's trying to do is to be competitive in the cloud computing and mobile-friendly software market. So they're going to lay off a lot of folks. But your job is safe for the moment if you are here in North Dakota. And we have that huge, huge Microsoft campus out there in South Fargo. So, and I'm glad to hear that the layoffs aren't going to, you know, affect us here in North Dakota, because I got a lot of friends that work out there. So that is a good thing. Not so great, you know, if you're not living in the great state of North Dakota. Now, if you're working for Nokia Phone, yeah, you might want to, you know, beef up your resume and all. But here in North Dakota, it's going, it's pretty great. Technology sector is great. Energy sector is great. It's good to live here. Now, some of the things that bug me about North Dakota, and I'm just going to do this one story because it just really bugs me, and then we're going to get into some, I have a dilemma that I want the What's On Your Mind audience to help me out with, but I do want to mention this story first. On my show, on the Common Sense Club, a couple of weeks ago, right before the races for Fargo City Commission, we discussed the fact that this Fargo City Commission acts like, you know, a little dictatorship up there and kind of handing down edicts. And one of the things that we were talking about was this, they wanted to issue some type of mandate, regulation on daycare providers saying, you know, hey, you can't, certain things, you know, the kids were men, they had to have rec time, they had to have this, they had to have that, and we were like, this is just nuts, you know, this will never pass. Well, it did, and there was no public comments, there was no dissenting voices, there was no nothing. You know, Fargo City Commission just basically handed down this edict that said, you know, one of the things in there says juice should only be provided to kids 12 months and older. They shall not be provided in a bottle. Only 100% juice shall be permitted. Children shall receive no more than 6 ounces. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, this is Bloomberg-esque. This is like NYC 64-ounce drink band-esque. How are they going to enforce this? Are they going to have to employ more little nannies to make sure that, you know, the child care providers are, you know, in compliance with this new edict? I mean, and what is that going to look like? What is their job title going to be, those new folks that they're hiring? I'm going to be the guy that makes sure that the kids get 100% juice. And, oh, no, that kid, you can't have that juice because, you know, you're 11 and a half months old. It can't be in a bottle. Can't do that. And I'm going to be measuring their cups to make sure they only get 6 ounces a day. Nope, that's 6.1. That's 6.199. You can't do that. Where does this stop? I mean, really? And if you want to read, my buddy Tony Gehring, he wrote a piece, and I think Rob Port followed up on that piece, but it's all over there on Say Anything blog. Go over there. That's Rob Port's domain. And he has that story plus, you know, Tony's blog posting on there also. But I just think it's nuts. I think it's a nanny state gone wild. And it's like I said on my show, we really, really have to do a better job of getting candidates to run that are common sense folks. So we don't kind of overreach. Who do they think they are? I mean, really, good gravy. It's comical, but it's serious. I mean, again, I think back to when we were talking about New York City and the 64-ounce, you know, drink ban because, you know, we got fat kids and fat this and that. Think about this. They're in daycare for how long? When they go home, what are they going to do? So you limiting their juice intake is going to do exactly what in the long run? Absolutely nothing. It's just enough to make you scratch your head. Anyway, to my dilemma, and I want some help from the What's On Your Mind audience on this. So yesterday I'm driving in. I'm strapped in. I'm buckled in because, you know, I'm being safe. I'm on my phone, but I'm on the Bluetooth because I'm being safe. Get off the interstate, sitting, waiting at a light, And as I'm on the phone, I get rear-ended. I mean, it was like a wallop. It was pretty bad, you know, just to be sitting in the car. So I look around, and this little old lady, she's getting out of her, I think it was like a Buick Rendezvous or something, like an SUV. She gets out, she comes over, and she's like, oh, I am so sorry, so sorry, so sorry. And I look at her, and my heart goes out to her. I mean, she's like a tear coming down her face, and I'm like, you know, don't worry about it. Are you okay? This and that. And when I first look, I didn't see much damage at all. You know, I look in her car, and there's a guy in there, and he has like gauze over his eyes, and he's holding his eyes, and I'm like, my God, is he okay? And she's like, yeah, he's fine. He's fine. He had eye surgery today. So I thought, you know, maybe he had a towel up because his face was bleeding or something. But the long and the short of it is, she was so apologetic. I did not, call the police. We did exchange information. I didn't think that the damage was that big a deal, and I could live with it. I could drive. It's fine. I'm not hurt at all. But my friend is on the phone the whole time. And he's like, what he's telling me is, the entire time, he's like, get her info, make sure you take pictures, blah, 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 this and that. I'm like, it's a little old lady. I'm not going to run her through the ringer. I mean, she gave me all of her information anyway. And I told her not to worry about it, just forget about it. I'm fine. My car's fine. We take off. So I come to the station. My friend meets me at the station. And he's like, you know, he's looking at the car, and I didn't even notice this, but the license plate was, her license plate was indented into my car, the bumper of my car. So he takes it, and he gets it assessed, $2,200 worth of damage. And I'm like, wow. My question to the What's On Your Mind audience is, do I file this claim? Or, I mean, the car to me is drivable, and I didn't notice it, don't notice it, it's fine. But my insurance company, the person that Alex had it assessed by says $2,200 worth of damage. I'm thinking about this little old lady. Is she going to be down? I haven't been in very many accidents in my life, so I don't really know the process, but I'm thinking about it. I don't want her insurance to go up. I don't want folks saying, you know, maybe you shouldn't drive. My heart goes out to her. You know, we all make mistakes. We all have, what should I do? Should I file the claim, $2,200? Or should I just say, you know what, just chalk this one up as, you know, a good deed and leave it at that? I guess that's my question. 855-217-76, extension 2, to help me out live on air. Dustin out in Williston, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hello?
Hey, Dustin, what's on your mind, buddy?
I just wanted to talk at you a little bit about that new legislation and everything.
Go right ahead.
Unfortunately, I can't help you about your little insurance deal, but I myself haven't had too many accidents and haven't ever had to report anything, so no advice there. But I do have a kid, and this is one issue that me and my wife, we worry about all the time. I mean, because we are, I wouldn't call us Hitler parents necessarily, but I would say we're maybe the helicopter place. And not in the sense that we don't want him to get hurt or anything like that, but we want strict control of the environment that he's in and the influences on him. Because
absolutely. I'm the same way.
There's so many bad influences in this day and age that it's I used to go around when my wife was pregnant out in public, and when you see these kids...
Dustin, yeah. Can you hang on? That music means that we're right up against the break. Can you hang on till after the break, and we'll finish this discussion after then?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. Thank you, Dustin. We'll be right back right after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Folks, you've heard me talk about Chase on the Lake over in Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. And as they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar even higher this summer. You know, most premier resorts don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer seasons. Well, listen to this. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night free. That's right. A buy one, get one free during the peak of summer. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. This is Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, it goes on and on. And if that's not enough, how about this? Get 50% off any spa treatment, good for 2 services per booked room any Monday through August. What a deal. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott to get this great deal. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. For Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. And tell them Scott sent you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Man, oh man. So, I'm seeing the big man's on deck. That means I got about a segment left. The discussion that I'm having, one is, and if we don't get, if we don't have time to get to my dilemma today, someone give me some feedback on it, you know, with my insurance issue. Well, I don't know. You got a little old lady, sweet, sweet little old lady, you know, rear-ended me. I'm fine. I think my car is fine. I mean, yeah, the trunk doesn't close all the way now, and yeah, I just kind of just bought the car a couple months ago. But that aside, you know, I can live with it. But my friend is relentless. He's like, absolutely not, man. $2,200 worth of damage. If someone else rear ends you, it could be bad because the foam is like busted up under the, however, if you know about cars, you know, there's some foam or something, impact something another that's all broken up and, the frame is bent, something, $2,200 worth of damage. I can live with it. My friend says absolutely not. And, you know, she's got insurance and this is what it's for, that sort of thing. But I'm thinking, you know, she's a little old lady. You know, I don't want her premiums to go. I don't know if she's on a fixed income. I mean, I don't know anything about her except for the fact that she was so apologetic. She was so sorry, and she's a little old lady. What do I do? What do I do? We'll continue this discussion on my show on the Common Sense Club, but, you know, help me out a little bit here. But the conversation that we're having, and I see Dustin, I think the call was dropped, but he's back. You said that you and your wife, you're more of the helicopter, the hovering parent. You won't, and I'm the same way. I am 100%. I'm all over my kids' influences and, you know, who they're around, what they eat and that sort of thing. But that, in my opinion, that's on me. Like, I was not happy with the public school system, so I enrolled my kids in Shanley and Sullivan. So because I agree with their points of view, I agree with their premise, the foundation. I love just a host of things, and I'll probably talk about this on another show, but I like a lot of the things that Sullivan and Shanley are doing over there. So I took the responsibility to move my kids from where they were to where I want them. And I think that's the parents' responsibility. This ordinance, though, I think is nanny state overreach, because you can't just force people, you know, you can't force daycares to live up to your standards. You find a daycare that lives up to your standards. And I guess that's where I'm coming from, Dustin.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, like I said, you know, with us being the type of parents we are, at least with his social interactions, because the social interactions are what's gonna influence his mind. And right. if I don't want him worrying about, you know, the day to day drama that plague today's youth, I mean, I've got to be careful about the influences that are present in his life. That's why, you know, some of my family members, you know, choice people, I control very limited interactions with.
Same here, man. Same here. I have kinfolk that my kids may see once every 2-3 years because, yeah, I understand.
Hang on, man. I've got a part of my family that I always refer to the Jerry Springer half, because
Oh wow. They've
been on Jerry Springer twice. No joke.
Shut the front door. Hey, Jerry Springer, man, that's bad. But what do you think of this Fargo city ordinance that basically says that, you know, and keep in mind, this thing was passed without unanimous. It was passed without any public comment. There was no debate. There was no consent. Of dissenting.
I think it boils down to the fact that it's about kids. That's my opinion. Today, in today's society, we are so sensitive and PC that the slightest little thing, you know, something like this that somebody puts forward and says, well, it's for the greater good of the children, and if you oppose it, all of a sudden you hate children, or you're not trying to do what's best for the children. When that's not what it's about. It's about, you know, overreaching and overstepping your authority. This is not your place.
Oh, absolutely. And Dave Pepcorn said, If he was there, he would have made a lot more of it, and I believe him. And he says he definitely would not have voted for it. And obviously, you know, obesity is a concern, and I see that myself. You know, I see kids out there, and they're unhealthy, and, you know, they're the Cheetos sitting on the couch playing the Xbox type kids that are out there, and my heart goes out to them. But it's still, even given that, I do not want any form of government, and that's local or federal or state. I don't want any form of government with that much power to go in and regulate, you know, my day-to-day activity. Leave that to me.
The biggest thing.
And Dustin, I'm sorry. That music means that we're right up against the break. Call in on my show, man. We continue the conversation. 2 to 5, Common Sense Club. Scott Hannon, when we come back from this break, Scott Hannon will be sitting in this chair. So there you go. 550.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota, west end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cash Wise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from, even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Freedom is only one generation away from extinction, but you can save it in an entertaining way by rediscovering the U.S. Constitution through a fun game. Constitution Quest is not your average board game. It's a way to gather your family and friends and enjoy learning about our system of limited government, separation of powers, and the three branches of legislative, judicial, and executive power. For the next generation, a strong knowledge of civics is a must-have. Go to ConstitutionQuest.com and order your Constitution Quest game today.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.